I had no idea that this book would become what it is now. I drew energy from my own frustrations, the pain of my ex-girlfriend losing her baby brother, and the pain and disappointment of feeling helpless and hopeless about not being able to make a positive change within the hearts and minds of people I am associated with, the African American community, and overall minority community. So I began to write down my thoughts. While helplessly watching CNN and Fox News coverage of mass protests in the streets across our country, brought about by multiple acts of police brutality, my thoughts and feelings came to a boiling point. The fatality sparked certain members of society to lash out against law enforcement with acts of violence. Racial discrimination against people of color by law enforcement was on display, and lives were lost. Children's lives were lost, but systemic oppression, white privilege, and white justice won those cases in our faces. That gradually opened my eyes and mind to universal racial tensions. What I mean by universal racial tensions is that myself, those in this controlled environment called prison or Department of Corrections, and others who have been or are currently affected and infected by racial tensions, and everybody around this country, including other parts of the world, are suffering from the same thing or similar circumstances. Racial tensions had begun to change my perspective from not really caring or acknowledging its existence to one of caring about the subject, learning more about it, and wanting to find a real solution to end racial tensions in America.